This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, April 5th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Officials will cut the ribbon this morning on the $290 million Terre Haute Casino Resort. Mike Rich, Vice President and General Manager, said he believes the venue provides an experience unlike others in Indiana or its neighboring states.
What I want people to take away is how serious Churchill Downs took this commitment. Obviously, it was a privilege to be granted that license, the last and final license for Terre Haute. And people will, I think, be able to come in and see the level of spend and the level of seriousness we took in making this place a special place to come visit. And I think especially in the state of Indiana, so many of the properties have shut their buffets, have shut their restaurants. This is a totally different thought process in thinking about operating a casino. So by the time we open the hotel, we'll have 6 bars, 5 restaurants, the hotel, a pool, and that 10th floor bar as part of the entire concept. No one else in the state is offering those levels of amenities as relates to the casino properties.
Visitors to the casino can choose from 1,000 slot games, 30 table games, and 50 electronic table games. Construction on the 122-room hotel is ongoing, but leaders expect it to open May 15th. Duke Energy Indiana, the state's largest electric utility, is asking state regulators for permission to raise rates about 16% over 2 years. The company filed a rate request Thursday with the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, which, if approved, would raise bills by approximately 12% in 2025 and about 4% in 2026. An Illinois-based third-party logistics company, founded by an Indiana University Kelley School of Business graduate, is expanding into Indiana. Overdeliver, launched by Greg Sanders in 2021, says it expects to hire as many as 40 Indiana-based sales representatives over the next 2 years. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the 3rd annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The Indiana Court of Appeals on Thursday affirmed a lower court's preliminary injunction against the state's abortion ban, but ruled that it should be more limited under the state's religious protections law.
The original lawsuit raised the question of whether Senate Enrolled Act 1 violates plaintiffs' rights under Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which prohibits state laws that substantially burden a person's exercise of religion unless the law advances a compelling interest, and does so in the least restrictive manner. The law bans abortion in Indiana, except in limited cases of rape, incest, fatal fetal anomaly, or to protect the life or health of the mother. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana filed a lawsuit on behalf of the group Hoosier Jews for Choice, as well as several anonymous practitioners, belief systems that allow abortion under circumstances outside the law's exceptions. The Marion Superior Court issued a preliminary injunction against the law in December 2022. It also certified the case as a class action. The state appealed both the preliminary injunction and the class certification. The 3-judge appellate panel on Thursday affirmed the trial court, but remanded the case back to the Marion Superior Court for a more narrowly tailored injunction. The appeals court, in an opinion written by Judge Leanna Weissman, concluded that the preliminary injunction is overly broad because it enjoins enforcement of the abortion law in ways that do not violate RFRA. The Indiana Attorney General's office did not immediately respond to Indiana lawyers' request for comment on whether the state would appeal the decision. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The family of Tom Henry on Thursday announced details for the viewing and funeral of the late Fort Wayne mayor. Henry passed away late last month after a brief battle with stomach cancer. A viewing will take place in the rotunda of the Allen County Courthouse on April 10th and 11th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. each day. A final viewing will begin at 9 a.m. on April 12th at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, followed by a funeral mass at 10 a.m. IU President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.